Welcome to Delight in Grace, the teaching ministry of Rich Powell, pastor of Grace Bible Church in Winston-Salem. In today's message, we continue through the book of Hebrews with this sub-series on living by faith. The word faith can be ambiguous and confusing today. We hear the word often enough, but what does the Bible mean when it calls us to live by faith? In today's message, Pastor Rich teaches from Hebrews 11, 1 through 6, explaining the difference between biblical faith and positive thinking or hoping blindly on a whim. Sometimes we see faith as a tool to help us feel better or to cope with life's circumstances, but Rich shares the far greater purpose for us to walk by faith, the pursuit of God Himself. Let's listen in. This is the second part of a study from Hebrews 11, 1 through 6, first preached on November 4th, 2012.
You look around, you study nature, you study the universe, you study the creation, and you have to come to the conclusion that there is an infinite power behind this. Not only that, but His Godhead, that is His personhood. So the conclusions that we can draw simply by observing everything that has been made, by observing ourselves, the conclusion to which we can come is that there is an infinite person behind it all. This is Hebrews 11, 3. By faith we understood that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. You see, when it comes to the question of existence, how did everything get here? There are only three possible answers. And that is, the first one, the answer would be, everything came from nothing. Here's the problem with that. First of all, nobody believes it. Secondly, it is utterly impossible. Because if you believe that everything came from nothing, then what you have to believe is this pulpit right here created itself. And it set itself here. It created itself. Not possible. That's actually unreasonable. The second possible answer is that everything that is made from an impersonal source. Meaning everything is just nothing more than matter. Even you and I, with all of our capacities for relationship, for communication, all of that, we are nothing more, essentially, than this piece of wood. And that's where everything came from. Everything is just simply matter. That leaves so many unanswered questions, way too many unanswered questions. And the truth of the matter is, if everything is just matter, then why does anything matter at all? It does not answer the questions of where did I come from. It does not answer the question of why am I here. It does not answer the question of who am I. It does not answer the question where am I going. It does not answer the question how shall I live. None of that is answered by that particular worldview if you believe that everything came from an impersonal source. The third option is that the source of it all is personal. That therein is design, there is purpose, there is meaning. There is love, there is relationship. There is discernment. There is even logic. There is reason. There is emotion and will. All of those things. And if that is true, then the source of it all is an infinite person. And if the one who is behind it all is an infinite person, then I need to know him. That is at the foundation of faith. Because this infinite person has made himself known. What do I do with the information that he's given me? I look around and I understand that this infinite person has made himself known just simply in the things that he has made. He has made himself known in making me. And he has made himself known and revealed himself in written word through human agency and then in person. And the whole letter to the Hebrews is based on that foundational truth that this infinite person has made himself known in person. Go back and look at verse 1. That's what he says. So, if there is an infinite person behind all this, then I need to know him. And people living by faith have a single ambition, and it's just that. I need to know him. It is a pursuit of God. It is a pursuit of the one who is behind it all. As you jump down to verse 6, a very well-known verse in the scriptures, he says, "But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him." That believe that he is. So just like these scientists who knew and understood that that particle was there, and therefore they were pursuing it, they needed to know more about it. They wanted to understand it, so therefore they exercised their mind to search it out. And so it is with a person of faith. The single ambition of a pursuit of God. What is it that pleases God? Please understand this. What is it that pleases God? What pleases God is when I seek Him. How many times in Scripture, in the Old Testament Scriptures, does it say, "You will seek me and you will find me if you search for me with all of your heart"? That's what pleases God, is when we pursue Him. But understand this, He is the reward of our pursuit. It says in Hebrews 11:6, He is the rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. When you are seeking Him, and if you seek Him with all your heart, the reward of that pursuit is God Himself. He uses this terminology in Genesis 15:1, where he is talking to Abraham, and Abraham is considered by many the father of faith because he trusted God. Now, it's not like faith originated with him, but he's the first one that they look to as an example. But even before that, you know, there are examples before Abraham in Scripture that we will find even here in Hebrews, yea, even in the text today. But God said to Abraham, says, "I will be your exceedingly great reward." The reward of your pursuit of God is God Himself. Because He is the greatest, the ultimate good, the best thing for you. Because you were made for Him. You were made by Him and for Him. And He is the reward that satisfies you. In James 2:23, James says that Abraham was a friend of God. He is the reward of your pursuit. Well, let's consider then what that single ambition of pursuing God looks like. What does it look like? As we dig into the text of Hebrews chapter 11, it offers us a sort of a definition in verse 1 there. But going beyond to define faith. Now, faith is defined further not by what it is, but by what it does. This is what faith looks like. People living by faith, this is what they do. And it begins with Abel. Verse 4. By faith, Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and through it, he being dead still speaks. What did Abel do? He offered a more excellent sacrifice, and he was declared righteous. Abel did this. He said, "I am following God's prescription for approach. God has said, approach me this way." Abel said, "Then that's the way I'm going to approach God. I am marching to God's drumbeat, period. Not anybody else's. I am in pursuit of the vertical. I want to approach God. He has communicated, and therefore I will approach Him in the way that He has prescribed." Verse That was his single ambition. I will pursue God so that he is the reward of my soul. Now we contrast that to Cain. What was Cain's approach? Cain was the first utilitarian in terms of his faith. He had a very much utilitarian faith. I will approach God on my terms. God will serve my purpose and my end. And Cain was the originator of that song. Frank Sinatra didn't come up with this. Cain did. I did it my way. And that's what got us into this mess. I did it my way. You see, he did not have that single ambition that his brother did. That was to pursue God. Abel said, I will pursue God. I'm in pursuit of that vertical relationship. And then we go to Enoch in verse 5. By faith, Enoch was taken away so that he did not see death and was not found because God had taken him. For before he was taken, he had this testimony that he pleased God. He was taken. What is this talking about? Abel, Enoch had uninterrupted fellowship with God. I want you to imagine what that was like, to have uninterrupted fellowship with God. Probably worked the fields and the farms, or might have had animals, something like that. He wakes up in the morning. God Most High, this is a day that you have entrusted to me. Thank you.
We're so glad you've joined us for Delight in Grace, the teaching ministry of Rich Powell, pastor of Grace Bible Church in Winston-Salem. You can hear this message and others anytime by visiting our website, www.delightingrace.com. You can also check out Pastor Rich's book, 7 Words That Can Change Your Life, where he unpacks from God's Word the very purpose for which you were designed. 7 Words That Can Change Your Life is available wherever books are sold. As always, tune in to Delight in Grace, weekdays at 10 a.m.